Number two, encouragement for sparrow value. This is going to be a little weird, but I hope this speaks to you. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 through 31, there's this scripture. Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?" Now, a penny was 1/16 of a denarii, and a denarii, if you've seen that word, however you pronounce it, it was a day's wage. And day's wages weren't big back then. My grandpa, George, who chopped cotton in the 20s, in the 30s, worked for $2 a day. $2 a day chopping cotton. Finally got his own farm. That was a good decision. But he was chopping. $2. 1/16 of that, whatever that would be, buy you two sparrows, okay? So he's saying here, for one penny, you can get two sparrows. And not one of them, these cheap birds, fall to the ground apart from your father. Not one of them is going to die, get impaired, is going to do anything. These cheap birds, the Father is controlling and superintending over their fall to the ground. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, for you are more valued than the sparrows. Now here's, we're going to get another how cheap the sparrows are when Luke tells the story of Jesus saying this. Luke says in chapter 12, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies?" Can anybody do the math on that? Matthew said you can get two sparrows for a penny. Luke says you could get five for two pennies. You know what that means? You can get yourself a free sparrow. You can get yourself a free sparrow. And Jesus' point in that is, these birds are so cheap, we'll throw one in if you'll buy four. That's how devalued, listen, devalued they are in the culture. And not one of them is forgotten before God. That's stunning. Why, even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, you're more valuable than sparrows. I wonder how you're doing with your value. Jesus came after these boys about their value. We're being assaulted regularly about our value. The devil wants you determining your value by what mama daddy said, maybe, what the friend said, what your failures produced, your thinking, or your comparison to other people around you. Either way, the devil needs your value down so that you'll agree with every lie he has about how your life is going to end up in failure, death, deception. He's working on your value, working to bring it way down low. Anybody felt this assault a little bit? Our failures, other people's negative words to bring this down. Jesus swings a sledgehammer at this and says this, "This is the kind of God I've got. Yahweh is like this. He cares so much about cheap and free birds that not one of them's going to, listen everybody in the room, sovereignly, not one of them's going to come out of the trajectory of flight and go down and hit the ground, which birds are not supposed to do, apart from my will. And I am constantly thinking about all of them." I mean, how big a brain does Yahweh have that he's thinking about every bird, every molecule? He's taking care of everything. And my, how he's taking care of you. My dad's favorite song was, Tom, you're going to know this, "His Eye is on the Sparrow." Tom could come up here and sing it for us. His eye is on the sparrow. And oh, how he loves me. He's not forgotten me. Because he thinks about a sparrow. He's thinking about us. So I need to convince you of this because, the enemy wants us to think that the Father has forgotten. He's seeing other people. He's not seeing me. He's not valuing me. And there's a war on our value. And I want to make some big statements because I'm not cherry-picking my Bible, okay? God is sovereign. He's sovereign of everything that happens in my life. Nothing sneaks up on him that happens to me. I don't have an event happen or somebody does something bad or something happens that's bad in my body or in my emotions. And he goes, "Oh, shoot, that caught me off guard with Sam." Never. Never. Read your Bible. Nothing sneaks up on him. These things come, and he has conversations even with the enemy. Read the book of Job, and nothing gets through without the Father's permission. Listen, you're going to be shocked someday. I think we're all going to be shocked about the thousands of things that the Father God kept away from us that the devil wanted to do to us. I tell you, you're going to be stunned. I think we'll just take the first millennium in the eternal heavens just to hear all the things he kept away from us. But that's not what we're thinking about, is it? We're thinking about the 5 to 15 things he has let through. And I'm telling you, the devil's a liar that's trying to convince you that your God has forgotten you, he's not good, and he can't use this thing to bring himself glory. There's nothing catching him off guard, nothing. And if you get everything in your life inside the sovereignty of God, be led of the Spirit, know what to battle and reject, know what to embrace and submit, and I'm telling you, both are in the Bible, then that will lead you to a place where you'll come into the maturity that the Father wants to do in your life. It's a powerful thing to get your life and your circumstances inside the sovereignty of God. The Lord spoke this to me the other day. He said, I was thinking about death, I was thinking about mortality. He said to me, clearly in my heart, clearly, as much as you had to do with your birth, you will have to do with your death. As much as you had to do with your birth, that's how much you'll have to do with your death. Then he brought my mind to, not only did he get me born in Cape Girardeau, Missouri in 1967 in a hospital with elements that want to kill me. That was a moment, all right? I had nothing to do with that moment. Then I came out and I was useless. For about 2 to 5 years, I couldn't feed myself. It was reused. I needed other people to hourly take care of me. He's like, you think I'm going to back off on taking care of you at the end game? When I didn't at the beginning game? And I, once again, lovingly felt humiliated in a loving way. Like, oh, shoot, yeah, you're better than I thought. I'm constantly forgetting how good you are. I wonder how you're doing. Because things are happening to you and they're not shocking the Lord. And they've all got purpose. And they all are going to have meaning. They all have a prophetic meaning to them. They all do. Because your Father is superintending over your life. I don't think he causes one evil thing to happen to you. He's not the cause. He's not the original source of sickness and sin and death and all. That's not from him. But I'll tell you, he took all those things and redeems them and wraps them into this huge fabric that continues to conform our souls into the image of his Son. I'm telling you, there's nothing wasted in your life. Is this encouraging to you? How's your sparrow value? How's your sparrow value? It's not a prideful thing for you to say, my God is in love with me. My God's crazy about me. He's been around me. He determined when I was born, how I lived. I wouldn't be alive today if he didn't do it. It's actually worship to talk about how much he cares for you and is doing for you. So, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters, that you break the lie off of them, that they are of low value in your sight, that you have forgotten them, and that you're not superintending over the flight of their life and when that flight will go to ground. That's all up to you. And so, Lord, I pray for fresh faith to rise for everybody in this room in the midst of a crisis. One about to come, one just passed, wherever they are, I pray, Lord, for a revelation that we are more valuable than a flock of sparrows. If you don't forget one of them free, praise God, and you're determining when they're done flying, Lord, how much more us? Praise you for your sovereign care. Thank you for your goodness. Help us to freshly battle hour by hour, day by day, the lying snake that says our lives are out of control and you're not involved. It's a lie. And so I pray we walk in truth. Thank you for your sovereign care over us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that's helpful.